Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, Secretary of Health and Human Services RFK Jr. testified before Congress. Now, every time he does this, he always says something totally batshit insane. And today was no different. He totally humiliated himself when he was asked what he does when people tell him that they've lost their health insurance because of the Trump policies. So let's see what he says.
My question was, you've had time to meet with billionaires. I know it's a lot of fun to meet with Kid Rock.
True, I have met with people who
have lost their health insurance because of the policy from this last year.
Yeah, people come up to me and say that they've lost their health insurance. And I talk to them.
And what have you said to them? How can you explain to them how, as you're trying to make America healthy, that they now can't see a doctor anymore?
Point them to other options. And President Trump is trying.
Somebody's health insurance cost goes up $500 a month because of Donald Trump's policy, I don't see how you could honestly tell them how you're.
So here we go. RFK Jr., when he was asked, what do you tell people when they lost their health insurance? His answer was, I tell them they have options. And of course, he didn't actually name what those options are. Here are some of the options, though. Suffer, die. Yeah, that's pretty much all their options right there. But he doesn't care because he's a multimillionaire, and he could care less if people are going without health insurance. He could care less if Americans are suffering. And amazingly and sadly, MAGA people are going to suffer because of this guy. In 2027, remember, that's when the Trump cuts come into Medicaid, and millions of people are going to lose Medicaid, and it is going to be a disaster. All right, let's move on to our next Trump stooge. This is Paula White. Now, if you're not familiar with Paula White, she's a televangelist. She's a grifter. She's a scammer. And she sells things like Easter blessings for $1,000. Total scam artist. So anyways, she works in Trump's office of faith or whatever the hell he's calling it. And she went on television to tell us all what a wonderful Christian Donald Trump is. Let's take a look at this.
Finally, Paula, you know, I know that you know the president well, and he certainly has had an interesting journey in faith, but everyone's path is, of course, unique, my own included. People probably want to know how his faith has grown or deepened since his time in the White House, especially after Butler, Pennsylvania. So give us some insight into that.
Well, Beau, you just said it. I mean, look, his foundation of faith was very strong. His mother was a very godly woman, praying woman. They went to church all the time, Sunday. But they also went to Sunday school, sometimes Saturday school, and he will say, and if the teacher was good, sometimes he'd go on Tuesday or Wednesday. So his foundation was very strong. His father would take him to Billy Graham crusades. He went to Norman Vincent Peale, Zula of Norman Vincent Peale. He had a lot of influence on him. He stayed till Norman Vincent Peale actually retired at the age of 92.
Okay, so Paula White is sitting here trying to convince us all that President Trump is this incredibly wonderful Christian. Except she's not mentioning that he's a 34-time convicted felon. He's an adjudicated rapist. He's a proven con man who had to pay $25 million to the people whom he defrauded with his fake Trump University. She also didn't mention he cheated on all three of his wives, including Melania, with a porn star, Stormy Daniels. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous that she's trying to push this nonsense. So let's move on. Now we have Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn Jenner is a big Trump supporter. And Caitlyn is also transgender. You may know that Caitlyn was born Bruce Jenner, a male, but transitioned over to being a female. That's why she calls herself Caitlyn Jenner. So anyways, Caitlyn was on Tommy Lahren's show complaining about Trump's executive order from 2025 that forces all federal ID to conform to the biological birth sex, which in Caitlin's case would be male. And this happened after Caitlin changed her passport and everything else to female. So here's Caitlin Jenner whining about President Trump's policies, even though she voted for Trump.
I love President Trump, and I think he signed this executive order. I don't know who underneath him was putting this thing together, that all federal documents, okay, it has to be your biological sex at birth, okay? Recently, I had my passport. I had to get it renewed. I sent it back. Comes back. Gender marker M screws everything up. Mm. So there's a form in there. If they made a mistake, you can correct it. So I fill out all the proper forms. I'm not calling anybody. I'm not calling the president. You know, I got his personal cell number. I'm not calling anybody. I'm going to see if I can fix this myself. Because it's not just about me. It's about all people in this situation. You know? So I even sent a hard copy of my birth certificate, Caitlin Marie Jenner, gender, sex, female. I did everything. And they sent it back M. They didn't change it at all. So now I'm in a position, Tommy, that what do I do?
Right.
Okay, well, maybe next time, Caitlin, you won't vote for an anti-trans bigot. I guess you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Good job, Caitlin. You voted for this. You knowingly voted for an anti-trans president, and you got it. So I don't know what you're doing complaining about it and whining about it. Now, it is interesting, if you watch that interview again, that Caitlin is saying somebody underneath the president came up with this. Well, that's interesting because Trump signed the executive order, and when it got challenged in court, Trump went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and fought for this thing. And he won because the right-wing Supreme Court often gives in to him, and they did. So the idea that Trump had no idea what was going on and Caitlin's trying to give Trump a way out here is just pathetic. Just ridiculous. All right, let's move on to our final story. And this one is pretty sad. Texas has passed some pretty draconian anti-abortion laws. And because of that abortion law, there have been two women who have actually died. And the Texas Medical Board recently disciplined three doctors who allowed these two women to die because of the draconian anti-abortion laws in that state. And ProPublica did a great reporting job on this one. They say two of the doctors failed to properly intervene as a pregnant teenager repeatedly sought care for life-threatening complications, the medical board found. The third doctor did not provide a dilation and curettage procedure, that's a D&C, to empty a miscarrying patient's uterus, and she ultimately bled to death. And the reason they didn't do this is because of the extreme anti-abortion law in Texas. And this is exactly what pro-choice people warned would happen. And there is one group that hasn't said one word about these two women dying. They haven't shed one tear, and that's the pro-life groups. And this always happens. Pro-life laws always leave a stream of dead victims behind them. That's how this works. And the pro-life advocates never take any responsibility. The pro-life organizations don't say one word, because they don't care. Anyways, we have stories and links to all of these videos right below this video. And you can fact check us. And I invite you to do that. I hope people do that, because we provide evidence of our claims, unlike the right wingers like Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool and Jimmy Dore, we actually back up what we say. So check beneath the video for the links, and we'll see you next time with more stories.